We get it. After all the frustration, the endless cycles of hoping for a system that actually works, you're ready for something steady. Something that delivers without constant workarounds or headaches. That's why we're excited to introduce the 2025 redesign of the Buzz CRM. Built with you in mind, it's more intuitive, faster, and smarter than ever. Finally, a CRM that sees your worth, streamlines your workflows, and gives you the tools to thrive without needing to prove yourself over and over again. Because you deserve a lifeline after all those outdated platforms. You deserve a system that keeps up with your goals and grows with your success. This isn't just a redesign, it's a revolution. Visit thebuzzcrm.com today. That's thebuzzcrm.com.
Spring is here, and so are the deals at Dee Dee's Discounts. From trendy outfits to home makeovers, Dee Dee's has all the deals you need. I'm talking everything from sandals and sundresses to spring throw pillows and scented candles. You love a good deal? Get in your bag and get to Dee Dee's Discounts.
Hey, it's Austin James. If you're like me, trying to live your best life while living with diabetes, you can relate to worrying if you're doing a good job managing your diabetes. I use the FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor to get real-time glucose readings and see the impact of every meal and activity to make better decisions. The FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor can help me live life with diabetes on my own terms, and it gives me more time for the things I love, like being a dad and a musician. Now this is progress. Learn more at FreeStyleLibre.us.
For prescription only, safety info found at FreeStyleLibre.us.
Hello and welcome to SEO 101 on WMR.fm, episode number 497. This is Ross Dunn, CEO of Stepforth Web Marketing, and I'm running solo today as my co-host Scott is away on a holiday to the lovely Hawaiian Islands. Lucky bomb. All right, so let's just jump right in. We talked about it recently that there's been a core update. Yet another one in March. It started on March 13th, and it should be just about done rolling out, according to Barry Schwartz. Now, many website owners and other SEOs have noticed significant shifts in their site rankings since the update began. In fact, there was even some volatility before the announcement, but Google has confirmed that that pre-update turbulence was unrelated. Really, this is nothing new, but I wanted to give you a few reminders of what you should do when this happens and if you see some up and down in your own ranking and what you should do. So first, monitor it closely. Keep an eye on your site's analytics to understand how the update is impacting your traffic and rankings. Next, focus on quality. I mean, you just got to push past this as all these things are happening. This is something you can't immediately impact, so you just need to work with it. So ensure your content's valuable, well researched, aligns with your audience. And if you find some content that looks outdated but you're getting a lot of traffic to it, refresh it. It's just a given that that will help your website and frankly just help the experience of your users, which is always foremost, or should be foremost on your mind. If you keep your visitors happy, search engines will be happy in many cases. Next, stay informed. This podcast will help, of course, but Google's guidelines and best practices, they get updated occasionally, and they can offer some insights into maintaining and improving your site's performance. They don't always turn out to be all that helpful. You should just say, write better. but you know what? It's still worth paying attention to them because once in a while you get a nugget that you really can act upon. All right. So there was a Google Search Central live, actually in person, what the heck, in New York City. And at this event, Danny Sullivan, our old leader, one of our leaders of our industry, the SEO, who's now the Google Search Liaison, he crossed the line, he became part of the problem. No, he's good. He's helpful. I mean, he has to toe the line, but it's always nice to have someone who understands our industry who's working for Google. Anyway, he shared that while the mechanisms for generating AI overview search results differ from traditional methods, the fundamental principles of SEO remain applicable and important. That's kind of the nutshell. But he also introduced two concepts to help better explain AI overview search results. predictive summaries and grounding links. Predictive summaries aim to answer user queries. I'm going to read this off. I got AI to write this for me here. By predicting related variations the user might be interested in seeing, utilizing a concept called information gain. In other words, they are not only trying to answer the question being asked, but what the reader is most likely to ask after reading the answer. This is why it's possible to see a referred link in the AI overviews that isn't from the top 10 results below, because that can get really confusing. Even Danny brought that up and he said, look, people who go to search results kind of expect that one of the top 10 were going to show up at the top and as one of the cited results, but it isn't that case. Often it's a completely different one, again, because Google's trying to anticipate what you're going to search after as well. Grounding links are what you see in the search or in the AI overview. Those are typically little paper clips that link you to more results that have fed that information. Grounding links are used in AI overviews to anchor summaries, this is how they put it, to verifiable information, making links appear more contextual and varied than traditional organic search results. Now, why is this important? Because obviously those are links to their sources. Well, the sources are often also different than the top 10 because, again, Google's trying to predict. And they are grabbing information from other places that helped inform their search result. There's some interesting analogies that are used in this particular article at Search Engine Journal. So do go check it out. The title is Insights from Google Search Central Live NYC 2025. All in all, Danny Sullivan advises against trying to simultaneously optimize for both organic search and AI overview results, as this may lead to complications. He also suggested not to try to optimize for Google's AI mode, since it is still in labs and will likely change significantly. Anything in labs is a roll of the dice, man. You know, if you're really cutting edge and you want to play, go nuts. But do not expect whatever you're going to work is going to have any lasting impact on anything in labs. If you get in there and you feel like you figured it out, it'll probably change tomorrow on you. You're still going to be better for it if you have the time, because you're going to learn a lot. Yeah, if you're a busy SEO company like we are, it's like, no, you just wait for things to settle and then figure things out. And also, depending on your industry, or your market, you don't have to be on the cutting edge. Most enterprise level businesses are huge, like Fortune 500s. They need to be, and they have the staff for that. They have research people that just research and test like this. In our case, we don't need that because we're working with small, medium businesses who can wait for things to settle, because most changes don't happen overnight that are going to impact search results that dramatically. Because if they did, Google would lose money. They don't want to mess things up that much. It's not always the case, but most of the time. All right. So how are we going to adapt to SEO strategies in 2025? And this is more of a post for fellow SEOs. It's from John Mueller. It's actually sourced from, this is a Search Engine Journal article, but it's sourced from a post that John put out, I believe it was on Twitter, X, whatever you want to call it. Anyway, as the digital landscape evolves, it's crucial for SEO professionals to align their strategies with current business needs. John Mueller emphasized this importance of adapting to changes in web development and user experience to stay relevant. Just in a nutshell, developers have likely changed a lot of their perception of what's important for ensuring your site's going to succeed for users and search engines, mainly users. Now, how does that impact you? Well, as an SEO, if you're a fellow SEO, you're going to have to start focusing on things like more so on mobile performance skills, how to work with AI tools, understanding responsive design, and the knowledge of client-side frameworks and how they affect SEO. Lastly, and most importantly, I think, prompt engineering, because everything about AI right now is about your prompt, right? And engineering that, making it better every time you use it, and taking note of it, that's that's my biggest problem. Like, oh, right, I forgot to write that down, is incredibly important. Prompts drive the result. Anyway, it's big stuff. This is actually a little list that Matt Southern, the author, extrapolated based on the information that John provided and a bit of his experience as well. I thought that was a good list. So in other words, quote unquote, step outside server level optimizations and focus on client side rendering and user experience elements. All right, let's take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk a bit about top SEO shares. Actually, pardon me, we're going to talk about some great tips from Jono Alderson as a top SEO who shares some great ideas. Welcome back to
Spring is here, and so are the deals at Dd's Discounts. From trendy outfits to home makeovers, Dd's has all the deals you need. I'm talking everything from sandals and sundresses to spring throw pillows and scented candles. You love a good deal? Get in your bag and get to Dd's Discounts.
The Jeep brand has always stood for American freedom. Now with our Freedom of Choice pricing program, you can choose your offer. Cash incentives or employee pricing for all. Hurry into your local dealer today for details. Jeep, there's only one. Offer valid on select 2024 and 2025 Jeep brand vehicles for non-FCA employees and retirees. $200 admin fee applies. Not all buyers and lessees will qualify. Restrictions apply. Not combinable with other offers. Ends 4/30/2025. Jeep is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
SEO 101 on WMR.FM. Hosted by myself, Ross Dunn, CEO of Stepforth Web Marketing. Okay, so again, the title here is Top SEO Shares, How to Win in the Era of Google AI. And this is a Search Engine Journal article. Lots from Search Engine Journal this time around. Some good stuff this week. Always have good stuff, but this was particularly good. Jono Alderson, he's the former head of SEO at Yoast and now works at Meta, which I was shocked to hear, but good for him, I guess, provides some insights on the changes in content marketing on the Majestic podcast recently. He gave a lot of great advice. I'm going to try and boil it down a bit here to start with, kind of like a TLDR. He feels AI content should be avoided since Google AI can provide precise and complex answers on its own without relying on superficial content. So what does this mean? You need to publish meaningful, insightful content that Google and AI can't create. He also suggests SEOs reimagine how success is defined. It's less about clicks and more about building a relationship with the audience before they even think about making a purchase. It means influencing potential customers early in their journey. In essence, Jono's advocating for a return to the roots of marketing, creating content that connects and resonates on a deeper level, prioritizing quality over quantity to truly stand out in today's landscape. All right. Makes sense, right? It's not a big departure from what we've been hearing lately. However, it was interesting that he said, stay away from AI content. I don't agree with that, but I partially do. I would say that the majority of the ways that AI content is created these days, I would agree with him. However, taking a step back to what I was mentioning earlier about prompt engineering, creating great content can be done, but let's say mostly great, because it won't be as good as you writing yourself and putting all your heart and soul into it as an expert. Grant you that if you're a good writer. But if you use prompt engineering and put in points that are meaningful and insightful, and tell the AI to include these and then take the resulting written article by AI and massage it yourself and make it into something that is truly yours, You have saved a lot of time. You have used AI to create something great. And I see that as being beneficial and likely to rank and likely to make a difference on your website and your overall business. I don't think Jono would disagree. He might feel that that's, and I, you know, taking the devil's advocate approach, he might feel that that is something that you could have done just by writing it yourself. But that's only if you've been writing a lot. I find getting back into writing again very difficult if I haven't been writing every day. So I find AI is a great way to get things moving, grease the wheels a bit, and create something that I can then truly make mine. So that's my take on that. All right. So another article was called Selling on Marketplaces Versus Your Own Website. And I believe it was that wrote this. It's just going to see here. Kevin Gibbons. He's an e-commerce SEO. And he said that a common dilemma for online sellers is choosing between using marketplaces like Amazon versus running their own e-commerce site. And what he said is pretty much balances with what we say to our clients in most cases. He says marketplaces are pretty much the best way to start. It offers immediate access to a large customer base, but it does come with fees and less control over branding. So there's always pros and cons, right? If you own your own website, the pro is that it provides full control over branding and customer relationships, but it requires a lot of effort in driving traffic and maintaining the site. And I would add that expand upon driving the traffic is when you have your own website, you have to begin that flow of traffic, which is exceedingly difficult at the beginning because Google and whatever other search engines you're working with, they don't trust you yet. There's just no reason for them to trust you yet. And you have to build authority and all these different things. And in the meantime, it's going to be very difficult to keep the business afloat unless you've got some seed money or you're perhaps doing it on the side. So a balanced approach is what he suggests. Start on marketplace to help build initial sales and brand recognition. This is actually very similar to what we say about anyone with a website that we're starting with is use paid ads to help build the initial sales while we're doing the SEO, because that does take time. Anyway, he says over time, directing that traffic to your own website can lead to better profit margins and stronger customer loyalty. Now, staying updated with these developments is essential to navigating our SEO landscape. By focusing on quality content, adapting to new technologies, and exploring diverse strategies, you can enhance your online presence and achieve sustained success. It makes good sense, and it is a question that we get asked. So if you're out there and you're thinking about starting your own e-commerce site, I think ideally you would do both. But most of us, when we're starting a business, don't have that much time or money or even the ability to organize all of that. So start off in a marketplace, get that income, then go and build your own website while you're still managing the marketplace and do a nice transition. You may even find like it's just like pay-per-click and so paid ads and SEO, you know, there's a time where you could probably shut off your paid ads and just do SEO. But why bother? If your paid ads are giving you business, your SEO is giving you business, and the paid ads, I guess going back to that, the paid ads are actually converting at a high enough level that you're making money no matter what you spend. Well, why not just keep it? And that's what most of our clients do. It's just logical, right? Makes good sense. All right, some AI news. Google expands AI overviews to more EU regions. Good news for the European Union. They first launched in the US, of course, AI overviews, and then expanded to over 100 new countries last year. And to my surprise, they're only now officially live in these regions. Now, I will get a little more on this, but I think it's perhaps just the language that's live, because I would expect that they would have been live before. But I don't know. Anyway, Germany, which has German and English, Belgium, which includes English only at launch, Ireland, English, Italy, Italian and English, Austria, which includes German and English, Poland, Polish and English, Portugal, Portuguese and English, Spain, Spanish and English, and for Switzerland, lastly, English, French, German, and Italian. It's kind of weird, isn't it? I don't know why, but I always think of Switzerland because John Mueller, I think even Martin Split, they're all in Switzerland at their Google headquarters there. Must be a little weird to wait this long to see AI overviews launched in their own country. I never considered that before until I saw this. And I guess everyone has to wait, unless you're in the States. Well, on behalf of myself, Ross Dunn, CEO of Stepforth Web Marketing, thank you for joining me today. Remember, we have show notes newsletter you can sign up for at SEO101radio.com. Have a great week, and remember to tune into future episodes, which air every week on WMR.fm.
We get it. After all the frustration, the endless cycles of hoping for a system that actually works, you're ready for something steady. Something that delivers without constant workarounds or headaches. That's why we're excited to introduce the 2025 redesign of the Buzz CRM. Built with you in mind, it's more intuitive, faster, and smarter than ever. Finally, a CRM that sees your worth, streamlines your workflows, and gives you the tools to thrive without needing to prove yourself over and over again. Because you deserve a lifeline after all those outdated platforms. You deserve a system that keeps up with your goals and grows with your success. This isn't just a redesign, it's a revolution. Visit thebuzzcrm.com today. That's thebuzzcrm.com.
Are you looking for legit ways to make extra money? Our friends at The Side Hustle Show have put together this cool free 60-second quiz to help you do just that. All you got to do is go to hustle.show. You can do it right from your phone. Answer a few short multiple choice questions, and it'll recommend a few episodes of the hit Side Hustle Show podcast to start with. You can add your personalized Side Hustle Show playlist to your device, learn what works, and start making more money today. Again, that's at hustle.show, or follow the award-winning Side Hustle Show in your favorite podcast app.
Ram trucks have always powered American freedom. Now with our Freedom of Choice pricing program, you can choose your offer, cash incentives, or employee pricing for all. Hurry into your local dealer today for details, because nothing stops America and nothing stops Ram. Offer valid on select 2024 and 2025 Rams for non-FCA employees and retirees. $200 admin fee applies. Not all buyers and lessees will qualify. Restrictions apply. Not combinable with other offers. Ends 4/30/25. Ram is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.